Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk.
You know what that sound means. Welcome, everybody. We are finally back for another round. It's been a long quarantine. I've been waiting a long time for this. I'm excited to be back. It's been a long, long season. Here we go. We are back with Gameplay Live Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm happy to be back. This is your host, Mimi. I know you guys missed me. It's been a tough 4 weeks and we got a lot to get into, but I'm excited to be here. I just want to introduce a couple of people that I have on air with me today. So here we go real quick. I'm going to introduce a couple of people so you guys know who's on the air talking with me this evening, and then we're going to get right into it because we got a lot to talk about and not a lot of time. And I know you guys missed this crazy talk, but we're back and we have nothing but good information for you guys. So I'm so excited that you guys have tuned in. We got a great show for you lined up. So first on the line, we got D. D, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. D Weezy in the building.
All right, he's here. Just introduce yourself so they know who they're talking to.
Oh, okay. Well, D Weezy, I'm out here in Arizona. I'm a big advocate for sports. I give a lot of advice. I have people pay me to talk about sports and help them with their fantasy and some bets when it goes into Vegas. So I love all sports and I love to talk about it. So I'm getting ready to get started.
Oh, my God, getting paid for advice? Man, I might need to call you on Sundays because I ain't starting out too good in this first 4 weeks. It's been tough out here, I'm not going to lie, but I'm glad that you've jumped on this call with me. Big Marv, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going, everybody?
We are good. Introduce yourself so my people know who you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, this your boy, Marv, Big Marv, if we cool. You know what I'm saying? And just love football. What can I say? I can handicap them with the best of them, or at least I think so. We'll see how the season goes. You know, I'm a sucker for the sexy underdog. So if y'all looking for the go long, I might have something for you.
Uh oh, might have something for them, huh?
Oh yeah, we're trying to see if there's some sneaky really really good bets this week. I think we might have some.
We gotta do some sexy
money line picks.
Exactly, because I'm gonna just tell y'all right off the jump. We have not started out very good, so I just want to make sure this week we know what we're doing this week.
Yeah, I hope so. Because you know it ain't been no preseason, so you know they kind of handicapped us this year.
No, they did, but you know what I'm saying? The preseason is really for the, the rookies and stuff like that, but
right.
For the most part, the vets, they should know, you know, what's going on and what's not.
Yeah, we got a crazy year this year with the COVID, with Belichick and Brady all broken up. You know, we don't know what we're doing right now. We just here.
I feel you. Well, I'm glad that you guys are on. Thank you guys for calling in. We got a great show planned today. So I just want to get into a couple things real quick before we get started because, you know, there's a lot going on, with COVID and everything. And I just want to jump into this. I just want to touch it a little bit because, you know, this season is going to be different. This season is not going to be, you know, the same. And I'm just wondering, you know, how, what is your guys' take on this as far as, you know, my thought process here? So with the COVID being an element, do you feel as though teams should potentially use COVID as a potential bye week, like for the Titans, for instance? They missed last week. It wasn't their scheduled bye week, but maybe they're going to use it as their bye week and maybe play that missed game on the week that they were scheduled to have their bye week. Or do you think they should forfeit that game? And where does that leave the league come week 16 or week 18, as I've been hearing around the league, that they've been looking to possibly extend the league a couple extra weeks for those teams that didn't get to play out their full season? Like, what do you guys think? Like, how are we going to adapt to COVID?
Man, I think the country needs football so much that just tacking on extra weeks is not going to make anybody upset, especially because the stadiums don't really have tickets to sell like that. I say if we just stretch football all the way into April, I wouldn't even care.
Yeah,
right.
I sentiment that.
Football all year long. What
sentiment
you think?
That.
Right, let's go. You know, just stretch it out.
Yeah,
you
more football, more folly.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's true. I do agree with that because you can never have too much football. But what I do want to ask you also is what about the teams, like, not having their full roster? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know it's one thing if the players opt out. But then, like, say, for instance, because you know we're going to get into it, you know I'm a New England Patriots fan. You guys already know we want to talk about
that's
the Patriots every single time I get on the air.
The
but
Cam is done.
Cam Newton.
Cam was touching,
you know,
shopping
out.
Carts.
What happened?
I said Cam was out there touching shopping carts. Got that COVID.
Right,
man.
Right.
Sorry.
He's not. You know, I heard other things. You know, I heard that, you know, he got a very pretty baby mama, too. So, you know, I don't know. I heard stories from all up and down, you know. Let's talk about the real
world. Let's talk about it.
I heard his baby mama might be outside, too. Let's talk about
He's outside.
You know?
Boom. It's sunny outside.
Now, you can't dress like that and stay in the house.
True.
Well, exactly. And he can't help if he comes in contact with something that he is not aware of. So we have to be mindful of that. But I'm just wondering, like, in the end game for what we want to see as a championship, is it fair to say a team that may have to miss 2 or 3 weeks because of COVID, is that saying that, what does it boil down to? The main season, it is where you end up, and then the playoffs is a whole new ball game? Or are there going to be stipulations like, well, this team missed this many games because of COVID, so they're automatically opted in to a wild card spot?
Yeah, that would be terrible. I definitely think what you're saying, there should be penalties, which is happening right now to the Titans, because the week that they had to miss, they actually had 8 positive tests. And this week is also in jeopardy again because they're now up to 12. So with that being said, that should be 2 games that they should forfeit and put on the L column because they didn't keep in-house clean. My opinion to this is following the methodology of the NBA. They should have been in a bubble segment to where you're not going to have outside contact if we're going to be in this with so many people, because NBA teams are smaller rostered than the NFL, so you definitely need to take way more precaution with everybody that's affiliated with the football teams in general.
Okay. Well, I see what you're saying, but you think that these weeks should be counted as straight losses, though?
Forfeits. Something, because now we're going to move the foot. It's got to do something, because now we're moving that Pittsburgh Titans game is being moved, and now they're set to play or is it Pittsburgh Titans this week? But I know they're one of their games they had to move later into the season, and now they're in jeopardy of missing this game, which that team is making another team again move that game later into the season. And if the teams that they're playing later in the season are not even playoff worthy, and the Titans are playoff worthy, and they end up losing, or vice versa, that's an adverse effect for the playoffs.
I see. No, I agree. I agree with you. I just feel like this is gonna be the confrontation come, you know, playoff time, because nobody cares about the regular season, because the regular season is all over once playoffs start. You feel me? So, like, it doesn't matter. You know, you could play all these games, you know, in case, you know, just for an example, division, the NFC, where Cowboys, Washington, you know, who else is in there? I can't even remember.
Giants, Eagles.
Giants, and, yeah, exactly, Eagles. I had a brain fart there. Like they could probably win their division with only winning 5 or 6 games all season, you know, and they could still probably get a wild card spot, or they could still probably, you know, even win their division with only winning 5 or 6 games, being under 500. So is it fair to say that a team that actually played all their games and loses gets the same qualifications to get into the playoffs as a team who had to forfeit their games because they were not in control of their players getting sick? And they,
I mean,
have
they forfeit.
And they had to forfeit those games. Forfeiting the games is a loss. There's no forfeiting the game and you get a W. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a loss no matter what. So it's just like, is it fair? Is the season really, like, effective? Can you really say you got a champion, you know, out of the
you
season?
Can't. That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's what I'm concerned about is, can you really look at it? It's a little bit different than basketball. Basketball, they took precautions. I don't think they thought about a bubble with football, because it's like, really, can you do a bubble with football? I mean, you could potentially, everybody play on the same field every single Sunday. You can't really do that. Basketball, you could play every day of the week. Football, you could play one day a week. And although you can have all the games in one day, you cannot all play on the same playing field. So that bubble would have to have at least 6 fields in it.
Yeah, well, right. It'd have to be like a, I don't know, they have to buy an island or something. I don't know.
I know. They would have to buy an island. That is so true. Real quick, we got a caller. We got an early caller in here. Let me figure out who this is real quick. Let me unmute them real quick. Hi, we have a caller online for Dame Play. This is Mimi. Who's on the line?
Hello, Mimi. This is Lou from the middle of nowhere, Downey, New Jersey.
Hey,
well,
Lou. How are you? Long time
All right.
No talk. How have you been?
I forgot about this show, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm so used to calling this number on a daytime program, and I forgot about this. I'm always looking under Blog Talk and see where is this show, and I just couldn't able to find it.
I know. Well, we've been gone for a little while, so it's not your fault. But we are back. We are back. It's good to see you. I'm glad that you're back in, plugged in with us. How do you feel about this whole COVID thing?
I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. No question about it. But I thought it was going to happen, you know, a lot sooner. I thought it was going to happen, like, even before the season began. And, you know, it might have been that, you know, one thing, like, well, it's in a week before the season starts. Gee, what do we do? Should we pull the plug on or just go about it? And, you know, I think now that we're in the season, I think they're going to push it through. I said if they can get through week 4, week 5, they'll finish out the season. I mean, they'll just have to come up with some, you know, alternate plans on how to schedule all in. If you got to, you know, play after everybody else plays their games, you got to make up 2 games. Hey, I have a problem with that, to be honest with you. The NFL is making these contingency plans so they all can play their 16 games, or 17 if the case may be.
So you're saying extend the season for the teams that had to forfeit games early on. So the season technically wouldn't be extended for everybody, but for the teams who didn't get to play their 16 games.
Right. I think that's a fair reason.
I think that would be reasonable. I think I agree with that. So to spin off this real quick while I got everybody on the line, because you know I just want to talk about the Patriots, because obviously in the news right now, the latest news right now, Gilmore is the freshest to be diagnosed with COVID-19. and the precautions that they took as far as knowing that Cam had it, you know what I'm saying, testing everybody, but knowing that COVID doesn't show up right away, was it smart of them to still play that game? And now that we are past that game, you know, it is now Wednesday, and Stephon Gilmore has now been diagnosed with COVID. Who has he been in contact with, assuming that his first couple tests came out negative, which he probably didn't take any precautions at that point? So now you really have to take a look at the whole picture, because it's like COVID is so unpredictable. Yeah, I mean, you could have it and not infect nobody, or you could have it, infect nobody, and then nobody finds out for 2 weeks. And then God knows how many people you've come in contact with in that time period. So now that Stephon Gilmore is potentially sick or asymptomatic, whatever you guys want to call it, like, where does that leave, you know, like, the Patriots? Do they play Denver if nobody else comes up positive? Stephon Gilmore was the only positive test. Now, that's not to say that he's the only one with it. What precautions is the NFL taking to ensure that this doesn't become, you know, like New York City, basically? You know, I live out here in New York, so you know,
right.
I've seen how quickly that stuff can spread. You know what I'm saying? You can't even go outside no more. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we don't know now how many people have it, because we can never really tell. You need that 14-day incubation period. So, like, is the NFL just trying to make whatever money they can and just, hey, you didn't opt out, so this is the risk you take? Is that a fair assumption?
I think it is. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was just going to say,
Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just going to say, I think it is. I mean, you know, they definitely gave everybody the chance to opt out if they were really worried about getting sick, like Hightower did and some other guys. But at the end of the day, man, you could be perfectly healthy and lose your life in a football game. You know, this is a different sport, like you say, than some of the others. Like, this is a collision sport. So,
yeah,
you know, there's some risk involved, even without COVID-19, that I think everybody is already come to terms with. So, I don't know. I say if they're asymptomatic, let them play.
Right. So, COVID is just another injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
100% on that one. That's my take.
Right.
Let them sit out for 2 weeks, and then go ahead and test A good to go and bring them back in.
As long as they don't have no fever.
They got a fever, they got
AKA
a fever.
Cam
they got no fever.
They got a fever, they can't play. Well, you know, these NFL, they got the big boy test. You know, they got the test to tell you in 2 minutes. So they don't have to worry so much about if they want to wait to find out. You know, us regular people, we got to wait, you know, 3 to 5 days. They get their answers right away. So they're in a better position than us. All right, so enough about COVID. I know everybody's probably tired of hearing about COVID because we've been dealing with COVID for this whole year, I feel
the
like.
Thing
I
is
feel
you
like
gotta
this
remember
year.
One thing, too, is that, you know, football is a rougher game. You know, you're directly in contact with the players, you know, knocking each other down and whatnot. So it is rougher, and that is the risk you take, because this football is a much bigger risk than saying probably baseball, probably even basketball, because, you know, you don't get intentionally knocked down. In football, you do get intentionally knocked down, and guys on top of you. So that's how it also would spread, too. But, you know, that is the risk you take when you're playing in the NFL, probably even college football. But you knew that before signing up for this. So, you know, and you had your chance to opt out, but, you know, you decided to play and take the risk, and that's how it is. There's no denying you're going to get hurt in football.
Yeah, that's true. And
that's
your team was.
I feel like there's more injuries.
Had a lot of people that did opt out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There's one
there's
reason for that, and we know what it is.
And there's a lot
of
people.
Exactly what the main cause of it is.
Yeah. Because they ain't got no quarterback. They ain't got no quarterback.
No, we know one of the main reasons why the injuries have occurred, and I think we all know what the obvious answer is.
Tell us, Lou.
AstroTurf.
Right. He's against the fake grasses.
Yeah, definitely.
AstroTurf.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. AstroTurf is definitely different. Yeah, no. I know, because you guys know I've had my day on the gridiron. You guys know I played a little football in the day. So the AstroTurf is not your friend. It is probably the worst thing to play on. And at least they have full uniforms, okay? I'm playing on AstroTurf with my bare skin. So trust me when I say I know about AstroTurf, okay? I do not like it. I do not think it's safe. I don't think it's the imitation of it is not real grass. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have a grass any day than black beads in my leg, okay? All right.
Yeah,
let's
definitely.
Jump real quick. That's enough about COVID. Let's jump real quick because we definitely have a lot to get into. Lou, I'm glad that you called in. You can definitely stay on because we got a lot to talk about. And then just let me know when you got to go. I definitely want to hear your input on a few of these things. So I just, you know, we talked about the Patriots a little bit. I just want to touch on one more thing before we, you know, we let them out of the box. But was it a mistake to not pay Brady? After 4 weeks, well, I mean, you can't control Cam getting sick, okay? Now, Cam did look, you know, shaky his first game. He looked way better his second game, even though, you know, he lost. He looked good his third game, but, you know, he was sick for week four. So I'm saying, like, they have potential. But had they not – had Cam not landed in their lap for about two pennies, they were going with Hoyer and Stidham. So I want a non-biased opinion. About the Brady.
It's almost hard to have an unbiased opinion about the Patriots. You either love them or you're jealous of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it or leave it.
Man. But I don't know, man. I honestly love the fact that they split up because we already know what they could do together. They got nothing else to prove together. But right now,
everybody got his shot.
Everybody motivated to prove themselves this year. Belichick is yelling on that sideline. I ain't seen that in a few years.
He is upset on that sideline. I am telling you.
I love
some
it.
Some of those plays that, you know, Hoyer taking that sack right before the half. Like, what are you doing? Are you dumb? Like, is this your first game? Like, you finally have the opportunity to prove yourself.
It is.
And you take a sack and win 10 seconds left? Like, what? I'm so confused.
You got to know better. You got to know better than that.
And it's not even like he's a rookie. I would have gave that to Stidham, but he is not a rookie. He's been around. He's been on multiple teams. That's something as a veteran quarterback, you know. You know, so I was very disappointed in their play. And, you know, not to the Patriots' horn or anything. You know what I'm saying? When they had Cam, they looked good. But also, I just want to point out a situation. The Patriots did not play terrible. They had terrible quarterback play. The Kansas City did not beat them, okay? They got a few lucky plays, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to, you know, the rest of the rest. You lose, you lose, you win, you win, and you walk away with
one. Yeah,
you walk
away with but they only lost by 16, so all hail Belichick's defensive scheme,
and
people sleep on
that. Yeah, but that last Edelman pick was suggestible. That interception when Patrick Mahomes was up in the air and they called him down, that was suggestible. But I'm saying the way they won, it wasn't decisive. Like when they beat Baltimore, it was decisive. Like, nah, the Baltimore didn't show up to play, Kansas City whooped them. They weren't beating the Patriots. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even with their terrible quarterback play. You got Stidham throwing interceptions in the end zone, three or four interceptions as soon as he walks in. You got Hoyer taking sacks with 10 seconds left. You know what I'm saying? You have the worst game management possible.
It's still
and
awesome.
Then you get garbage points at the end of the game to say you won by 16. But the whole game, you were only winning by 3 points. So the Patriots stayed in there with their terrible quarterback play. So I say this to say, you know, kudos to Kansas City for pulling it out in the end. But is there some cause for concern there? Because they didn't beat the Patriots. Like, I thought they were going to beat the Patriots. They beat the Patriots because the Patriots had no quarterback. Julian Edelman would have been better behind center than Hoyer or Stidham. Okay, like, obviously. put Julian Edelman in there for tying trick plays, because these two, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least we may or may not have a chance. I've seen him throw a couple times in the game with Brady. He look all right.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm just wondering if Kansas City is going back to back. Talk to me about that.
They're going back. I don't know if they're going to win it, but they're going to be in it.
Yeah, they know they're
going
to be in it.
Back. I'm not sold on them going back.
Why? Why are you going home? Let me go ahead and put this out there. Let me go ahead and say this. They are one of the most healthy teams out there, first and foremost. They brought back 95% of the championship team, okay? And I think they played to their competition. I don't think they brought it because Brady's not there. And Cam wasn't playing. So I think they loafed the game, and that's why they looked sloppy. They played to their competition. Because when they did play Baltimore, they were up for the game. They were like, all right, it's Lamar. Everybody's all about Lamar. No, I'm Patty Mahomes. I'm going to show you I have arrived. And he destroyed them.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think he's playing, and they play to the competition, not to slap on your Patriots, because I know my team is coming up in this conversation, and we look terrible. Anyway, I want to go there, but I'm just saying, in that game, you're right. Kudos to Belichick and his defense. They showed that they could slow Kansas City down. If they had a better quarterback at play, they probably could have actually won the game. Based on
what
we see out there, because they were loafing
to
the team.
But to potentially beat the defending Super Bowl champs without Brady, it causes me concern for them. I know that you play to your competition. You're going to play the Jets. You're not going to play your hardest game, so you don't injure your players unnecessarily. But at the same time, you do have to show some type of fight in you. I just felt like they looked lackluster. I don't feel like I was impressed by them. And it's not like we're some slouch. So it's not like they were playing the Washington football team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like they should have came in that game, you know, maybe because we didn't have a quarterback. They felt like, okay, now they're a slouch. But I don't feel like they should have came in with Bill Belichick being the coach, thinking that they were just going to run all over. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that they should have approached that game like that. It's not going to play the Jets. It's not going to play the Giants. It's not going to play, you know what I'm saying, Let me keep that for later.
Don't do it.
No, but you know, I just wanted to know. So no concerns in KC just yet. So I guess we'll see. We'll see a couple more games. I would like to, I would like to talk about the NFC, because I'm not sure if Kansas City can beat Green Bay, to be honest. And that's my next topic of discussion.
Green Bay.
Hold on, somebody's got something going on there.
I'm good.
Somebody got a little bit of background. It's a little bit loud.
If Mahomes stays on the game, they'll beat him.
Go ahead, Lou. You were saying something?
If Mahomes stays on the game like he has in the first 2 weeks of the season, I think Kansas City can beat him.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Man, they got that quick strike offense. They never out of the situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, that high power offense, can't nobody beat them, but that defense can't stop nobody either.
Man, they got playmakers in their defense. They don't have 11 guys that stout like maybe the Ravens or something, but they got honey badger. They got a couple
they
guys on
right,
the episode.
But they not no top three defense. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not confident.
Right.
I'm not confident. I feel like you might see them in the AFC Championship, but I don't know if they're coming out of the AFC just yet.
We'll see.
But what about Green Bay? Green Bay coming out of the NFC? What do you guys think? It's either going to be Seattle or Green Bay. But Russ can't do it on his own, man. He, you know what I'm saying? He, they can't stay healthy for the life of them.
Man, one thing about Seattle, we was talking about them. They 4-0 against the spread this year. They're the best bet in football right now.
Yeah.
They are, but you know, last year they were the worst bet in football. They won every game and didn't cover not one spread. So we can talk about it because you know we were
better
than
people. Last year. We're talking this year.
But I'm just saying, it changes from year to year.
But honestly,
I think Russ on a mission this year. I feel like he's tired of the disrespect that has been bestowed upon him because he is one of the best. You know what I'm saying? He is a top three quarterback in the league right now. And, you know, he's in the top four because we're talking about Brady is still – you know, looking like he's 30.
25th
I mean,
on the list, man. Oh, my God. Look at the statistics. No way.
Yeah.
Listen, Brady still looks good.
His quarterback rating is horrible. You want to pull up that information?
Let's talk about the last game. The potential for Brady to be successful is there. He may not be like where he was before, but he is still an elite quarterback. So if we're talking about quarterbacks that you would want on your team today, right now, we're talking Aaron Rodgers. We're talking Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
We're talking Lamar.
Uh-huh.
We're talking
uh-huh.
Russell Wilson. And we're talking uh-huh. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Hold on. You think Tom Brady is a top five quarterback right now?
Who else? Who are you putting in front of him? Please tell me.
I just said Stafford looking better than him.
Yeah,
Stafford.
Stafford
guy,
I don't think so.
No, Stafford got an arm on him, but he's hot-headed, like last decision making, and it may not be the best.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He tries to like make the play in the last second, and sometimes it don't always work out for him. Stafford and Brady are interchangeable.
Okay. Exactly. So that's why I said you have somebody that looks like he could be up there. You got that boy right there.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you put together your team right now and you had to choose, they was like, listen, it's 2020. You got everybody you wanted. You got, you know, Michael Thomas on your team. You got all stars. And you got to choose between Matt Stafford or Brady. You taking Stafford?
What time is it on the clock?
What time is it on the clock, though? If it's 20 minutes to last, you're taking Brady? Get out of here. Exactly. That's what I said. What time is it on the clock? Exactly. He's between them two. If you look at, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm taking Brady in the end.
He's that guy. He's clutch. I don't care at any moment. Brady's still clutch. He's just got that clutch.
Exactly.
Team,
so in the time of need, if you had a team full of all-stars and they said you only got two quarterback choices for the whole
even
game,
without
you
all-stars,
could take Matt Stafford.
Even without all-stars, you're going to take Brady in the clutch. Like, it doesn't matter because he's done
it so often. He should be classified above Stafford. My only point is to tell you that he is a smidgen above Stafford, although Stafford and him could be interchangeable in a random situation. In a time of need, when you're talking about who you would pick in your time of need to get you that fantasy win, who are you choosing?
No, fantasy win is...
Yeah, you gotta take another thing in consideration. Who is the coordinator of the offense? Because that's going to tell you who's putting up the points. And Tampa Bay got
Bruce
Arians
would air
it
out. Stafford going to do it. Exactly.
Right. Now, if you put Stafford in Tampa Bay on now, I think he'd be doing just as good, if not better.
Stafford stuck there, though. He's stuck in Detroit.
Purgatory.
But I'm just
sorry,
talking
Mars,
about
purgatory.
Okay. But you can't count that.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
We need to just let it be known that I am a Lions faithful.
Yeah.
Okay, if you did not know, now you know. Marv is a Lions fan. Okay. He loves Detroit. We try to talk him out of it every week, but no matter what, he trusts his Lions. And, you know, I don't even hate the Lions because, you know, I got love for Matt Patricia. So, I have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Will you please
I really do have a soft spot for them. So I just want you to know, you know, I'm not completely
hating
them.
Patricia can go.
Patricia about to be out just like his buddy he works with, O'Brien.
He's not a head coach. He should be a defensive coordinator or something like that. He's definitely not a good head coach, but, you know, I got a soft spot for him because, you know, Patriots, we love our boys, you know. So I can't say nothing negative about him. Let's move on.
The Patriots is responsible for more joke head coaches in the NFL behind Belichick. Man, they are a plague on the NFL.
That's because after they leave the Patriots, they don't know what to do.
Yes.
That's a problem. The Belichick got a brain. Well, do your job. Only that.
Right.
Don't learn anything else.
So then they go to other teams and they only do that job, but the team is expecting them to do much more, and they don't know how to do that. They only know how to do their job.
That's why. Exactly. That's why they need to stay there with y'all. Don't ever leave.
Exactly. Everybody need to stay there so we can continue this dynasty. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
That's
dynasty done. It's okay.
Okay, let's jump real quick, you guys. I know you guys heard big news. The Texans fired Bill O'Brien. He's the first coach to be fired, I think, since 2015. In the first 4 weeks of the season, do you think it was a little too soon to fire him, or did you see this coming?
No, it was a long time coming.
You got to replace that question with this. You got to say head coach and GM, because that's a whole thing.
Right. And there's not that many that are both. You know what I'm saying? So that was a huge fire for Houston.
Yes.
I feel bad for him. I feel like he's going to get another job. I don't think it's going to be a head coaching job, but I just feel like he'll find his way in the NFL. But I think it was shocking that they did it in the first 4 weeks. I feel like if it was a long time coming, then you already knew. Like, what do you want? See if he was going to do something better? He wasn't going to do nothing better. You seen what he could do. Like, why wait? Why not start out the season with somebody new and get them acclimated instead of cutting your season out? Now you got to get people used to somebody else. Now you got an interim head coach, and now you got to make all these changes. I guess this would be the perfect year to do it, COVID, where nobody is really taking this season seriously
in
the
first
place. You can blame it on COVID.
Exactly the time to do it.
Everything getting blamed on COVID. All right, so you know we got to talk about Dallas, right?
No, we know. We ain't there yet. What you talking about, man?
No. We are there.
Hey, we didn't even finish with Texas. Why are we doing this right now?
No. We don't need to talk about Texas no more. Texas got coach fired. Ain't nothing else to talk about. They lose.
Hey,
there's news about that.
Well, tell me this, though. That, you know, you fire O'Brien, but yet Gaze and the Jets still have the job as coach? Explain that.
Well, the Jets ain't never been good, so they don't know what to do over there.
Well, that's not the point, but still, when you're horrible, you don't deserve to be coach.
You're absolutely right.
That's true.
You're
losing ball games.
Right.
You shouldn't be in the NFL.
Hey, I got a question. Who's the best quarterback in New York City?
Uh-oh.
Exactly. the Giants and the Jets, they're both. It's disrespectful. It's COVID. Everybody's sick out here. Can't nobody go nowhere. Can't nobody do nothing. They didn't practice all offseason. They didn't do nothing. No private practices. Did you hear how they said Tennessee Titans got sick? They said they were having some off-campus private practices, and that's how they think they got sick?
Oh, so people are outside like Cam's baby mama. Okay, gotcha.
Yep, they're outside. They're gonna, yeah. You know what? I don't think the NFL was prepared for the season the way the NBA prepared for the season, because they did not anticipate like having to live in a bubble, because football cannot be in a bubble. I mean, it just can't. Where do you have enough space? You would have to go to like an army base or something like that where you could put like 6 or 7 football fields. What is it? How many games are in the early 1 o'clock? 5 or 6, right? So you would need at least 6 football fields in one area. That is a huge space.
They got them.
And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you guys real quick before we move on to these Dallas Cowboys that we definitely gonna have to talk about.
Oh man, we're gonna bypass that.
No. We definitely talk about the Dallas Cowboys, but I wanna ask you this: is it fair that some of the stadiums have fans and some don't?
No.
Yeah, we have fans. It's not fair.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I think the fans are huge. I feel like as a whole, the NFL should say no fans or yes to fans. It's not fair that some stadiums get to have that kind of emotion there. Even if there's 16,000 people there, like in Kansas City, 16,000 people, I know it's not 75,000 people, but 16,000 people is still a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? They're still making some noise there. You're still getting a feel of the excitement when a touchdown is scored or when a player is sacked or something like that, a quarterback is sacked. Like, is it fair that you go to some stadium and you got that fake noise going and you don't have that same, like, excitement? Is that a fair game, per se? I just don't feel like that is fair.
No.
I feel like either they need to decide to have no fans or they need to decide to let everybody have an option. Because it's not that the people will show up, but to give them the option to show up, I think is fair.
Well, yep, you're getting into politics a little bit, because that's you know, if you got a Democratic state, they're going to be a little tighter. If you got a Republican state, it's probably going to be a little looser.
Yeah, but the smallest arena, I think, holds like 60,000 people. But mm-hmm, I'm not even trying to get into politics, but fans are a huge part of this game. They're a huge part of the football game is the fans.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But you gotta get into politics for this reason, man. And I just have to say this. It's because the states that are open, they have the fans. The places that are shut down, they don't have the fans. So it's not a fair assessment to say. Yeah, you know, because
you know what I'm saying? There ain't
Dallas is open. We have the most fans in the season. Dallas has the most fan share, but that's because Texas is wide open. While you're in New York area, you guys are shut down. So of course, like you said,
but don't nobody
want to
go see the Giants, and don't nobody want to go see the Jets. So it's okay.
But
I don't think it's fair that they are shut down without the opportunity for the fans to show up if they choose.
Well, because you guys are shut down. That's why. That's why the politics come into play.
We about to be shut down. We about to be shut down one more time because people ain't even acting right.
That's how it goes. Well, you ain't listening to the rules, and people are getting sick, and it's spreads. It's gonna go.
Okay, real quick, because we are running low on time already. I told you guys how fast the time goes, but I do want to talk about these Dallas Cowboys real quick.
Dang, I thought you were gonna forget about
the
this.
Take the Giants
Browns
money line.
Please talk to me, Dwayne. Please talk to me, man, and tell me what happened here.
All right. So, everybody, I am a Dallas fan, so let me put that out. That's why they keep asking me to talk about this. So the loss to the Browns is just a testament to this old adage, defense wins ball games. All of our money is on offense. all of our stakes is on offense. Everything is predicated for the pizzazz, the sizzle, with no stake. Jerry Jones is looking for theatrics. So he loves us going down and having to come back and making us look like this great offensive juggernaut, which we are because we're breaking records, but we're not winning ball games. So it means nothing except this one thing. We are about to pay Dak Prescott a lot of money because he's scoring like a madman. And he's not winning, so that sucks. But it's not entirely his fault. It's the fact that we have no defensive game plan. We only have a few studs. I have no safety. Earl Thomas was on the market. We said, hell no. Excuse my French. And we have no corners. We have no back end. They're throwing it over the top. We have no effort on defense except Lawrence because he got paid. Everyone else is kind of looking around like, I don't care. That's what happened.
Man,
wow.
That's how I feel about it. He wanted to go to Dallas. He said he wanted
to
play for the Cowboys.
That game was disrespectful, okay? In the words of my man Stephen A., that game was disrespectful. I did not expect the Cleveland Browns to do y'all like that. I did not expect Odell Beckham to be catching touchdowns from Landry. I didn't expect none of that. I didn't expect none of that.
All right, y'all gonna keep bashing this. I'm also gonna piggyback that. Odell is making his name off of Dallas. The catch came against Dallas. The end around now, heard around the world, came against Dallas. But when he plays Dallas, he lights camera action. Odell comes to play. I knew that was gonna happen because he comes to play because he knows all cameras are on my team. It's all about Joe, and he puts a good one on, man. Puts a good one on.
And he showed up. And he showed up and showed out that day. He absolutely did.
He
deserves all his credit for that game. But you know what I'm saying? It happens. It's any given Sunday, you know, in football. So, I just didn't expect it. I didn't expect Cleveland to play that well. And it's not even that they played that well. They had a couple of trick plays that caught Dallas off guard. But Dallas is right there with them. You know, up until the last moment, it was a shootout. So, it was a game of offenses, not a game of defenses. So
no defense was played.
It's
so, that's
like
where
Dallas
that we're at
had
there.
A total loss. It was just more that, you know, in the end, just like the Patriots lost to Seattle with the last 2 seconds, Cam ran that play all game, and he scored on it. Why would you not take that same stutter step and wait like you did before and then rush? You know, he went right in and tried to do a cartwheel, and they stopped him. Instead of being patient and just waiting for the opening and then running through. And that's why they lost to Seattle. It's always like that one play that you ran the whole game that has worked all game, and then you try it again, and you completely fail with it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not writing Dallas off just yet. You know what I'm saying? But I got to push your buttons a little bit because I know that was a tough loss. I know that was a tough loss for you.
That was tough, man. Like,
buttons all season. I'm definitely pushing your buttons all season.
Hey,
all right.
I gotta push my own button, so it's cool.
Real quick, we're in the last few minutes of the show. I know it went by fast, but I wanna talk with all of you guys real quick. Lou's still on the line. I want to get you guys' three favorite games that you're looking forward to watching this week. I'm going to just see mine real quick. I'm looking forward to watching Tampa Bay and Chicago. You know, both of these teams, you know, Chicago's looking to do something special here. And Brady's coming off of one of the best games of his season this year. So I'm looking forward to looking at that game, although I'm taking Tampa Bay in that, okay? The other game I'm looking forward to watching is Baltimore and Cincinnati. You know, Lamar is hurt. So this is an opportunity for Cincinnati to come out of this hole that they're in. You know, they got their first win, and, you know, they could be looking at 2-3 here. So that's going to be an interesting game to watch, especially if Lamar doesn't play. I'm also looking at this Seattle-Minnesota game. Now, you know Seattle don't have no spurs, and Minnesota look all right. So I, you know, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that game, and but I'm still taking Seattle. I'm not betting against Seattle this year. And then my that was three games, but I'm gonna give you guys one more because you know I could just do that. The Monday night game, the LA Chargers versus the Saints. The Saints be scaring me, man. I don't know what kind of game plan they be having, but the Chargers is surprising me. The Saints are scaring me, and the Chargers been surprising me this season. So that's going to be a good Monday night game. I'm actually really excited to see that. I'm actually going to take the Chargers on this one. So we'll go one by Chargers. One just so everybody can hear. Marv, you go first. Tell me your three favorite games this week.
I like the Colts over the Browns. I think the Browns are coming off that emotional high, what they did in Dallas. Like you said, a little trickery.
You know they're at home.
I think they're gonna come back home feeling themselves and take their eye off the ball and get caught by a Colts team that's sneaky good. I think I think they're sneaky better than people giving them credit for early. I like the Eagles to show up with the Steelers. I think that plus
Steelers
seven
have
is
some time off.
Yeah, they have some time off and all of that. And I think the Eagles are starting to like find themselves. So I think that might be a sleeper. And then I got probably it's a lot of points, man. Raiders always play the Chiefs good. 13.5 points is a lot of points, man.
I'm gonna take Vegas on that one, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like the Raiders. I like the Raiders in there. I like Vegas.
Okay, yeah, I see you. Okay, D, you next. What you like?
Yeah. So I'm with that one. I like that Colts Browns. Colts are the highest scoring D in the league right now. I want to actually see how Baker does respond. His running backs carried him in that Cowboy game. It was a trick play that got him chunk plays, but the running game is what saved them. Are they going to be able to run? And is Baker Mayfield going to make mistakes when he actually doesn't have wide open receivers and no time to pass? Let me see. Vikings, Seahawks. That's another one I want to see. The Seahawks have a terrible back end. So Thielen and that rookie on the Vikings might have some feasting they're going to be able to do, and I want to see how the Seahawks can respond. Yes, they can run the ball, but if they can't run up the score with the Vikings, which they look like they can do with this defense looking subpar on the Seahawks side, this is going to be an enjoyable game. And I like the Chargers-Saints. Herbert's looking great. He actually battled Tom Brady to the end. He put up three touchdowns, had a lot of yards, didn't make many mistakes. His QBR was higher than Tom Brady's, by the way. And the Saints, is Michael Thomas going to be back? The Saints don't look the same without him. That's their go-to guy. Even though Kamara's there, they got Sanders from the 49ers out there. They have some couple of weapons. But the Breeze doesn't look the same without his go-to guy. So this might be an opportunity for a youngster to be the vet. So let's see what Breeze can do.
I like it. Okay, Lou, your last up real quick. What are your top three games?
All right. I'm going to go in no particular order. I'm going to go with the Chargers and the Saints.
Very much a crowd favorite there.
Yes. I'm anxious to see what's going to be with the Bills and the Titans.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
going to
be a good one, too.
And I think Raiders and the Chiefs looks like a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that. You know, that's a 1 o'clock game.
COVID.
So we're definitely all going to be COVID. Shut
so, anyway, before I go,
okay,
before I go,
Lou,
I just want to point a quick plug for my show, which airs on Saturdays from 5 to 7 on the East Coast. It's called
Please.
The Enhanced
okay.
Sports
Saturdays.
Show.
Saturdays.
Yes.
Nice.
Saturday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called The Enhanced Sports Show. We handle almost everything in the world of sports. You know, we have the usual stuff and sometimes unusual stuff. If you're free between 5 and 7, call the following number, 512-543-4662. I'll say it one more time. 512-543-4662.
Say that one more time for me.
All right. The number again is 512-543-4662, and the name of it is called the Enhanced Sports Show. That's enhanced with an E, not with an I.
Oh, nice. I like it. Setting the bar a little bit different. Yeah, I'll definitely tune into you. You know, I'm on East Coast time, so that works for me. So I just want to thank you, Lou. You've always been faithful. Thank you for coming on and talking with us. We are down to our last few minutes. Yes, definitely be back. We're here every Wednesday night. Guys, it's been a great show. I'm so happy to have you guys on. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy you guys are here with me. We definitely got into some good stuff, and like I told you, the time goes by like that. But I know you guys are missing us, you know, our listeners and everything. They're going to be happy to have us back next week because, you know, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. And, you know, we try to get in touching a little bit of everything today. But, you know, as the shows go on, you know, we'll be able to get into a little bit more depth. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. D, Big Marv. Just, you know, shout out to our listeners real quick. Just say a little something, and I'll send us off.
Hey, man, looking forward to a great season, everybody. Man, this is fun. We got to keep it rolling. I don't know, maybe next week we can put together a little sexy parlay for the people.
Exactly.
Other than that, man, let's enjoy it, man. It's been good.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm having fun. I talk sports all day at work. Now I get to do it for fun and for some money. These parlays that we're going to try and put together for the people. Again, this is going to be a fun ride, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Okay, I'm glad. I just want to thank everybody for listening. You guys can catch us all. All three of us will be here every Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This has been Gameplay. We want to wish everybody a good week of football. We look forward to seeing you guys next week, and we'll have some good picks for you guys next week. Hope everybody's staying safe. We're out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. You wonder how you do it. It's just one.